Shalom, אנחנו לומדים מהספר.
Hello, we are reading from the study of the Ten Sefirot, volume 1, part 3, chapter 3, the words of the Ari, item 5.
Yes.
The coupling by striking to elicit the ten sefirot of Baya was done in the world of Atzilut, in the screen of phase 2, which is the level of Bina.
Just like we always learn that the striking of coupling of striking comes from above down, and there's where the coupling happens, from there it cascades to the degree that it needs to be, and there it develops as a result of this coupling of the zivuk.
The coupling by striking to elicit the ten sefirot of Yetzirah was done in the world of Bria, in screen of phase 1, which is the level of Tiferet. Also, the coupling by striking to elicit the ten sefirot of Asiya was done in Yetzirah, in the screen of the root, which is the level of Malchut. The coupling by striking was done above Atzilut in the screen of phase 3, which is the level of
Chochmah.
For the 10 Sefirot of Atzilut.
Yes, item 5.
Thus, when he wanted to shine in Bria, he also clothed Bina in Atzilut, which is above Bria. And by that Bina, he shines in Bria. Also, in order to shine in Yetzirah, he clothes in Tiferet of Bria. Likewise, from Yetzirah to Asiya, he clothes in Malchut of Yetzirah. And so is the matter of Atzilut, as in order to shine in Atzilut, he clothes in the above mentioned Chochmah above Atzilut, and through it he shines in Atzilut. Thus you should not think that it is the Chochmah of Atzilut itself.
Meaning we always have a coupling of striking in a certain degree that is ahead of it, one that's higher up, and also at the same sphira, the same phase that needs to shine below. Meaning towards the world of Atzilut, we have a zivug of Aga in Chochmah, towards the world of Bria, I'm sorry, a zivug of Aga in Chochmah, of the world of Ak, and towards the world of Bria, a zivug of Aga in Bina, of the world of Atzilut, because Bria is Bina, and Zivug of Aka, for the sake of the world of Yetzirah, needs to be in Zeranpin of Bria, and because Yetzirah is Zeranpin, and Zivug of Aka for Asiya needs to be in Malchut of Yetzirah. Because that's the nature of the world of Asiya. Clear? Kiev.
Так выходит, что каждая последующая ступень это результат зивуга предыдущей.
So it turns out that each degree is a result of the previous zivug.
How could it be any other way? Give me another example.
А мы, вот наше состояние сейчас в десятке, это тоже результат
зивуга
какого-то, который над нами.
Our state in the ten is also a result of a certain coupling above us.
Of course, we just can't call it by those names yet, because our states are not spiritual yet. But when they become spiritual, of course we will be able to define them in the names of where we receive them from and what we do and where we're raising our reflected light to, etc. PT-19.
It's not clear. He says that in Atzilut, he clothes in the above mentioned Chochmah above Atzilut, and through it he shines in Atzilut. But the Sphira of Chochmah comes after Atzilut.
The world of Atzilut corresponds to the Sphira of Chochmah. Then Bria, Yetzira, Asiya. It's Bina, Zeranpin, Malchut.
What is the Sphira of Chochmah?
אז כדי
the clothes in Atzilut.
In order for the light to come to the world of Atzilut, it needs to reach or to come from the Sfira of Chochmah. This Sfira of Chochmah, which is the world of Atzilut, but the light to it needs to come from above. From above, meaning from the world of Adam Kadmon. That is, in the world of Adam Kadmon, a zivug, a coupling takes place, and from this coupling comes the light of Chochmah to the world of Atzilut.
The light of Chochmah is the main thing. If you want the light of Chassadim, Chochmah is to connect with something else for the light of Chassadim to come out. The light of Chochmah is the principal thing, true?
Yes.
From the Creator, I got it.
Okay. What do we have there? Focus group? I didn't understand.
So, in the world of Asiya, there is no coupling of striking?
In the world of Asiya, there is no striking of coupling, no zivug of Asiya. There, it's already the masach, the screen, and the coarseness of shurish. And upon that, there is no zivug of akah. Ita 4.
Thank you, Rav. I don't understand why there is a zivug de akah on the level of shurish in relation to Malkut.
There's no striking of coupling on the coarseness of Shorish. There's no striking. There's only a touch, a contact. That's it. I'm explaining to you with such kind of simple words. It's a very weak, weak striking of coarseness. There's no striking because there's no coarseness on the screen.
Oren?
Item 5?
Inner light. Yeah?
Yes. No, not inner light. We didn't read the Ari, I think.
No problem, we'll read it. Thus, when he wanted to shine in Bria, he also clothed in Bina in Atzilut, which is above Bria. And by that Bina, he shines in Bria. Also, in order to shine in Yetzirah, he clothes in Tiferet of Bria. Likewise, from Yetzirah to Asiya, he clothes in Malchut of Yetzirah. So is the matter of in Atzilut, as in order to shine in Atzilut, he clothes in the above-mentioned Chochmah, above Atzilut, and through it he shines in Atzilut. Thus, you should not think that it is the Chochmah of Atzilut itself.
Yes, item 6, inner light.
Item 6, inner light, relates to the words when he wanted to shine in Bria. Here too, as in Atzilut, it does not mean that the level of Bina emerged in the world of Bria right at the beginning. Instead, he wishes to say that the highest level that finally emerged there is not more than the level of Bina. And the coupling by striking was above in phase 2 of Atzilut. It also means that for the above mentioned reason, the refinement of the screen from phase 3 to phase 2 called Bina, had to have been in the world of Atzilut, the place of the screen of phase 3 called Chochmah. And in the four parts of him, Ab, Sag, Ma, Bon of Ak, the coupling of every partzuf occurred in the peh of Rosh of its upper partzuf. The coupling of Ab, which is phase 3, was made in the peh of Rosh of partzuf Galgalta. The coupling of Sag was made in the peh of Rosh of Ab, etc., as is explained clearly in Inner Observation Chapter 9. It is the same in the worlds of Abia, where the coupling for every world was done in its upper world. After the screen of phase 3 is refined there to phase 2, it is considered that a new screen of phase 2 was born and added there. the light of Ein Sof promptly expands to it for a coupling by striking. And the reflected light rises and cloaks the degree of Bina of the ten Sefirot of direct light. Then Keter and Chochmah of direct light clothe the internality of Bina. And when the clothing of Ein Sof in Bina is completed from the screen upwards, the reflected light descends once more from the place of the screen downward and expands that malchut into ten sefirot from her and within her, meaning from Keter to her malchut. It is like the ten sefirot from the screen upward in Atzilut, meaning only at the level of Bina, in which Keter and Chochmah are concealed. However, these ten sefirot are the ten sefirot of the world of Bria. So the ten sefirot in the level of Bina that emerged above the screen are in the world of Atzilut. And the Ari says about them, when he wanted to shine in Bria, he also clothed Bina in Atzilut. And the second ten Sefirot that extended and emerged downward from the screen are called the ten Sefirot in the world of Bria.
Kiev.
Kiev.
Да, дорогой Раф, а что значит вот здесь написано, что что отражено?
What does it mean when it says that the reflected light descends from the place of the screen down and expands the malchut?
Well, of course, because the reflected light that comes from the striking of coupling from below upwards expands malchut, gives malchut the possibility to receive the direct light within it. The reflected light becomes the kli for the direct light. Therefore, it's considered that he extends or expands malchut. You had a desire, but your desire you cannot delight the creator, the host with. Now, from your desire, you can shine to the host with your reflected light, with your desire to delight him. To the extent in which you want to delight him, you can receive from him. And then it's considered that your vessel of reception expands. And then the host can bestow upon them. And what he bestows is called the expansion of the upper light to, let's say, the world of Bria, Yetzira. That's how it works.
Sorry, I cut you off.
Well,
can we say that it turns out that Baal Salam wrote it, he attained it in reflected light, and it's seemingly his malchut was revealed, which is what he's describing?
I can't talk in relation to Baal Salam, but it appears to be that way. If he talks about something, that he's in that place. Yes.
Ну просто чтобы понять механику, ну как бы так как это постигает каббалист, то есть это
only to understand the mechanics of how a kabbalist writes.
If a kabbalist talks about something, it's considered that he is there.
Свет может достичь.
It means that his reflected light.
Это действие буквально, которое он делает.
Attain the world of Atzilut, and this action that he's describing.
Of course. Of course, how could it be that a Kabbalist is talking about something without attaining it? It could be that there are such things that are above him. But usually what he writes about, he writes. Otherwise, he would not write. Yes, who wanted to ask there?
So it turns out that from this description that malchut expands. I'm sorry.
Of course, Malchut swallows all the worlds in her and expands upon all the worlds, and the direct light becomes exactly the filling to the reflected light, and that's how creation ends in adhesion of the actions of the Creator and the created being.
Eventually, this entire Malchut is...
Of course, yes, PT5.
What does it mean now during the reading in this? These moments are very dense, very highly distilled. What does it mean that we want the greatness of the Creator to be constantly present here, as we learned in the first part?
We are inviting upon ourselves, and it's truly coming in lately, that we're truly inviting upon ourselves to be more and more surrounding light. And this light shines upon us from all the sides. It also raises us from below upwards somewhat, and it also fills us and moves us, shakes us. It's just like the big one who takes the small one on his hands, and then the small one starts to see and be excited and to receive from that, the one that raises him upwards, confidence. And also from that, he feels where he is now and how he suddenly received certain forces and the world expands for him. So we lately are starting to come closer to such states in which the surrounding light operates on us this way. And I really hope that we are before great revelations. It all just depends on the extent in which we build our malchuts in the connection in the group.
So how to increase how much surrounding light we draw?
It operates to the extent in which the Creator wants to bring us closer, and the extent in which it leaves us free action, so that we will nevertheless perform actions in His direction, towards Him, so that there will be a mutual connection. And here we therefore need to perform an action.
How important is it not to lose the connection with the greatness of the Creator during the study in tests and in general?
All the time. It's not that it's important. It's a must, without which you come down from the degree of Torah to the degree of wisdom, where wisdom everyone has, but Torah is in one who wants to adhere. Okay. We have there PT33.
I want to ask, typically we say worlds, partsufim, and sfirot, and here there are only worlds and sfirot. Where are the partsufim?
It's in there. There's no problem. Just accept it as it existing. In every single world, you have five parts of Fim, and it's not important whether he mentions them or not.
What is he describing here? The initial elicitation of the worlds. Why are they shining to the worlds? What's the purpose of shining to the worlds?
Baal HaSulam is not obligating himself to write to you in some specific order from A to Z. He writes and he journeys with you and takes you from one place to another, from topic to topic, the way it appears to him, the way it seems to him, that he has the ability to explain it closer to the soul of a person. Therefore, you see, we learn part three, and you could say that we are continuing what we learned in the first part. You can also open, you already learned somewhat, the sixth and seventh part, ninth and tenth in the Intes, and to read there things that it's a repetition of parts one and two, three. That's how it is. Altogether, it's not a book for you to learn and then pass a test, but rather in order for you throughout the, during the study and during the connection above the study, as much as you hate the friends, as much as you're connecting to them above the hatred, as he speaks of the students of Rabbi Shimon, so to the extent in which you, in such a way, connect, you begin to feel how it comes closer to you. Wisdom does not enter through the intellect. Rather, it's all through the heart, through the correct feeling which is aimed to the Creator, where you want to feel Him. And therefore, we think that there needs to be here great intellect, great big mind. No, it's not true. The wise does not learn. We need to be the wise of the heart. That's what we need to be. Therefore, open your heart more somewhat, and through the connection between you in the tens, only through that, and whoever is not connected and doesn't want to connect, his heart doesn't open up yet, and the Torah cannot enter his heart. And this is how we will advance through this. Please, Oren. Item 7.
In a light relates to the words of the Ari, and by that Bina he shines in Bria. It means that everything that exists in the 10 sphirot of the world of Bria extends in the 10 sphirot of the level of Bina above Bria, for the reason explained above.
Yes.
Allah.
Next.
Yes.
Item 8 relates to the words of the Ari, in order to shine in Yetzira, meaning also for the reason explained above in Atzilut and Bria, namely that the world of Yetzira extends from the screen of phase 1, and the refinement from phase 2 to phase 1 must be in the world of Bria. It is so because that is where that screen is.
In the second phase.
And after the refinement is done there, the 10 sphirot emerge there from the screen upward on the level of Zeranpin called Tiferet.
The first phase.
And the three first sphirot, Keter, Chochmah, Bina, of the direct light, are concealed and clothed in the internality of Tiferet. After this clothing is completed, the second 10 sphirot descend once more from the place of the screen downward in the level of Zeranpin, and they are called the 10 sphirot of the world of Yetzira.
That's how we learn about the emergence of the levels. We have a striking of coupling, Zivug HaVaka, on a higher degree. From it, the light descends to the lesser, to the lower degree. The light is already on the level of the lower degree, and that's how it fills it. That's where the striking of coupling takes place. The refinement of the screen takes place even more, and that's how it goes down from degree to degree, 5 degrees of descents. That's how we see that the worlds descend. Next.
Chapter 4.
Well, let's first see what Kiev wants.
Да, дорогой Рав, вот эти все зевуги, которые творение делает с высшим светом.
All these couplings that the created being is doing with the upper light, those are couplings over what? Over pleasure he receives from the Creator, the greatness of the Creator, his feeling. What is the coupling on?
A zivug, a coupling, is called connection. But here we're talking about the connection that comes through a striking. to a clash. A clash is actually from two contradicted matters that want to kind of penetrate each other. Therefore, through this striking, a coupling takes place, a connection. Something that there is in our world such examples that we use in technology, let's say, where in order to connect two things, we bring them to a, like a strike, a blow between them, and then one enters the other. But in spirituality, it's the only thing that can be. Because we have the creator and the created being, and in order to reach adhesion between them, we need to make between them an entry, a coercive blowing entry, where the nature of the creator and the nature of the created being will strike and enter one another. We will talk about this. That's called a striking of coupling, or zivug daka.
В чем соударение происходит, вот особенно каббалисты описывают.
And what is this striking? How does the striking happen?
The guest and the host. The guest does not want to receive because he's ashamed. The host wants to give the guest, but he's perplexed that he's not being received from. What can you do? So there's here some standing where you don't know how to solve it, yes? And therefore, in order to resolve these matters, we have the possibility of coming to this through a zivug avaka, a striking of coupling, where a connection takes place through this clash, this clash.
Так шов.
Think about it.
Latin 7.
Gracias, Rab. Esto de la descripción del Zivug de acá es algo difícil de entender porque la luz está en pleno reposo.
The description of the coupling of striking is hard to understand because the light is in absolute rest. So, of course, the striking is the screen itself.
Menucha mukhletet shel haor.
The absolute rest of the light is a sign that it is operating all the time in one direction. That's called absolute rest. If I now carry out a certain action with all my might, and I don't change anything, not the action and not the direction, the power, anything, the goal, that's called that I'm in absolute rest. That nothing can influence me to change something. I don't change anything. Meaning absolute rest is not that I'm sitting and not doing anything. Absolute rest means that I'm not changing my direction. Therefore, it could be that I'm working 100% intensity, but I'm in rest.
Perdón, Rab.
Yes.
Y entonces,
yes. Excuse me.
El poder de la luz no.
How is it that the force of the light doesn't crush the screen? Is there certain respect from the side of the light relative to what the screen can deal with?
Shuv, lo evante.
Again, I didn't understand.
¿Cómo es que la fuerza, el poder de la luz?
How can it be that the power of the light does not break the screen? It doesn't break the desire of the screen to reject it, because the light is stronger.
The Creator himself invites the screen. He awakens the lower one so that the lower one will want in return to relate to the Creator. Like the guest and the host. The host himself is playing in such a way in order to invite in the guest shame, and the force of resistance and overcoming, and for the guest to want to also do a favor to the host, because by that he will rid himself from the shame, because by that he will feel himself as rising through the meeting with the host, to the degree of the host, where he's bestowing to the host, and the host seemingly bends before him and receives his bestowal, and they're equal, and somewhat even the guest feels like the host is lesser than him, because he can do a favor to the host, and without him the host will be sorry and suffer, that he made so many things, prepared, and has no guests. So we have here an opportunity for a person to be proud, to be prideful towards what he's doing towards the Creator. And then he needs to overcome his ego that inflated more, and this is called, and his heart heightened in the ways towards the Creator. What is he overcoming?
Beseder.
Okay.
Beseder.
Yofi.
Thank you.
Wonderful. PT 17.
He is describing here two actions. One from the screen upward after the refinement.
And
then, once the clothing is complete, 10 spherot come back down again. Can you explain what he is describing here? The building of the lower partsuf.
The building of the lower partsuf takes place in the world above it, where the striking of coupling takes place, and all the preparations take place there. And then from there, the light descends and builds from the matter on the lower degree, the form, and that's considered that there is the birth of a world that is below that which the light comes from.
And the difference between the two actions is like the difference between the Rosh and the Guf?
No, it's the difference of cause and consequence. Not the Rosh and the Guf are the body, are the head and body are in one part of Internet.
Can me PT 30, they ask, what changes from one degree to another on the way down? And what should change in the degrees on the way up?
From one degree to the next, the change is only in the screen. This is what defines the force of overcoming. It decides the degrees and builds everything.
From Latin 7, what is spiritual connection?
A spiritual connection is a connection between degrees, whereas from one degree to the next, the reshimo, the records are revealed, and through those, each degree begets screens and builds itself that way.
One general question from Focus Group. I need to feel the Creator is accompanying me personally, or is He accompanying us as a 10?
Actually, the Creator accompanies me as I'm incorporated in the 10. Where this way, me and the 10, I feel myself connected with the 10. That's it.
There's another question from before on those broken-hearted. What does it mean that the Creator is close to the broken-hearted?
And those with the broken heart, also, we have articles that he explains that to. The Creator is close to those who are the brokenhearted, where we, those who feel themselves who are in the shattering, that are broken, we discover the shattering, who wants to rise from it. Such people the Creator loves.
PT4. What Baal Sulam writes about the worlds of Abia, those are the main worlds that are elicited. Or are there other worlds that come out from the refinement of the screen in other places?
There are thousands of other worlds. We don't talk about them because they are as a secondary result from those worlds of Abia. You have more and more and more such partsufim and that are born from all kinds of strikings of couplings of striking. But they're secondary and they come around this. The main worlds are the five worlds of Abia.
And the connection between the worlds of Abia. What is the connection? It was to me. It appeared
cause and consequence and their expansion from below upwards and the souls in return, I'm sorry, from above down and then the souls in return on the, from the way from below upwards. We'll ask.
No, I'm trying to understand. If the screen on which, let's say, the world of Atzilut and Yetzirah make the coupling, if the screen changes from between the worlds, then through which screen, which sphira is there a connection between them?
I don't quite understand the question. First of all these worlds are in the one Malchut, the common Malchut. And they operate within the five original sefirot. And the world of Adam Kadmon includes it all, just like we draw it, where the worlds of Abia are all clothing upon Galgalta. And their entire goal in their functioning correctly is to fill Galgalta with the whole of the light of Ein Sof. There's someone else there? No. So maybe we will ask our women. Please.
Yes, from Hebrew.
Told Amit earlier that we are before some great revelations, and it's all depending on how we build our malchuyot, the many malchuts in the group. How do we do that?
The malchuts in the group, I don't know what you're talking about. We need to observe as much as possible that which the Kabbalists write about the work in the group for us. That's it. The malchuts in the group, I don't know, tell me what's written and I'll tell you what I understand there. Next.
From Mark 21. Why is our heart so tightly closed? Did the Creator close it or a person close it?
Of course, the Creator. It's written, I've created the evil inclination, and that's our entire heart. So what will we do? Tell me what to do. My heart doesn't want anything. It's a beast, and that's it. I want beastly life only. And a little above that, then also for the benefit of my beastliness, for my own benefit. Well, so what do you want there to be? Therefore, we need to connect between us and to cry out, demand the upper light to operate upon us, to bestow upon us, and then we have a place in which we can bestow. And when it bestows, then we will feel that we rise above our egos. Altogether, that's what we need to do. Simple things. But why don't we execute these things? Ask yourself. Yes?
From Spain 4. Rav, I'm confused. The surrounding light and the reforming light are the same light?
Is the women that are asking? Nice. The surrounding light and the reforming light are different things. There are many surrounding lights. Dozens of kinds of surrounding lights. And the reforming light is a light that comes from above and operates upon us in order to raise us upwards. Yes.
For understanding the general connection, what expands starts in second phase?
Yes.
So what exactly expands? The Parzufim, the Sefirot, the vessels?
The expansion starts from the second phase because the expansion starts from Bina downwards. Therefore, that's it. That's what we have. What expands is the desire to receive, and it is what reaches its final degree, and then from it upwards begins to be revealed the reflected light as the desire from the lower one.
What are those states in the ten called coupling and striking?
The coupling of striking is the response of the guest towards the host that doesn't want to receive from the host because he's ashamed and because he wants to rise through the opportunity that the host gives him. The guest wants to give it back to him in such a way that he too will give something to the host. And therefore then he is detained until it seems to him that he might be able to do good to the host, and then the host gives it to him in such a way. It's not that he gives him, but it turns out that the guest does a favor to the host, and the guest gives the host, and not the host to the guest. Until they exchange roles, the connection between them does not take place. There must be, in the eyes of the guest, a feeling that he is bestowing to the host and doing good to the host. And the host discovers that he's enjoying greatly from the guest, for the guest doing what he's doing. Look at this exercise with the little children. How much a little child will want to give you a gift, to bring you a gift, the extent in which he is proud of this gift, how much he wants to give you the gift, how much he brings you that which he, the little thing that he brought you there, and how it expresses his attitude towards you. This is how it works.
From Katerinburg, Tess gives me a constant feeling of the greatness of the Creator, but typically we say that the group and the prayer should give us the feeling of the greatness of the Creator. Which source is more important? How to combine them?
We will advance, and we will have more and more impressions, and we'll be able to scrutinize our impression. You will see the extent in which there are many feelings in this, that we will enter and start to feel these things. Right now, the tests we're discovering in our intellect, with our minds. But when we start to feel it in our heart, where direct light, reflected light, the striking, nearing, connection, then you will see that these are things that are above this world. It's Tess brings us to global love, to world love, the love of the world, truly. It's something that is indescribable. I am telling you thank you very much for participating in the lesson, and until tomorrow. Oren?
Thank you, Rav. Our schedule for today, 10 a.m., the program The World with Dr. Michael Eichmann. The topic will be the freedom. And we'll close with a song.
These racing thoughts of me, somewhere above these pounding waves of the sea, a thrill like it pulls us through the dark, a broken heart that is waiting to be. Now life is calling, the place we belong. Lose myself in you, you were there all along. You light the way. Light the way.